Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening this morning. And today's topic is somewhat relatively new that I found out. It's Kids Eat Right Month for August 2021. And my two guests, one should not be surprising, is Barb Griggs-Pratt. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And Barb is our Clinical Nutrition Manager at Way Memorial Hospital. And then my second guest is Leanna Anolfo. Did I get that?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. And Leanna is a nutrition intern from Cedar Crest College, correct?
Yes.
So welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's really nice to have interns. You're my second one for this year. I had Alicia Blaine on the show, and we just grab you guys up because you have such great information to share with our audience. So I'm so happy for you to be here today and also with Barb. So Barb, can you share with our audience what is, the theme that Kids Eat Right Month?
And sure.
Is it new?
It is new. As indicated, it's a relatively new initiative from our governing agency, which is the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And some of you may be aware that every year March is National Nutrition Month, all month long, National Nutrition Month, and we try to do programs and all kinds of educational and informational kinds of things along those lines. This is newly focusing on kids and families. There are a couple of themes, and we're going to talk about them along the way, but because we all play an important role in ensuring the health of our kids, the Academy is starting this initiative, Celebrate Kids Eat Right Month. It focuses really on smart shopping, healthy cooking, eating right as a family, sitting down at mealtime. Interestingly, past studies have shown that some of the most successful people or individuals that we consider to be very successful always had family mealtime with their families. Like there's a really, really important component to that. And we're, so many people are running and here in and out and here and there and, have schedules that just don't always allow that. And this is this is one way to try to get people to focus on that more, because it is really important.
Right. And you remember when we did the WellWays program, that years ago?
Of course.
And one of the big focuses of that was family and family mealtime and how much that made a difference in their outcome.
Right. And a lot of what we did at that time was to work to, shop together, work together, prepare food together, plan meals together. And that really is another thing that helps bring families together.
Right, right. So thank you for that information. So, Leanna, you're going to talk about those really specific points that are kind of highlighted. So like smart shopping, can you, give some suggestions for our listeners on that?
Yeah, so smart shopping is really to encourage a healthy lifestyle, getting your children involved in selecting foods that will appear, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, especially if you have a picky eater. Sometimes if you go out and shop with your child, they may be enticed to eating foods that they don't normally eat. A huge thing is, planning before you go to the grocery store and having that list with you. Another thing is to get the best prices, always coupon clipping. That's something that I feel like we kind of fall short and always forget that we can always find coupons or the best sales if we're trying to pinch pennies. You can compare and contrast different prices at many different, places around. Buying in bulk is also a great thing when trying to save money. Easy on your wallet is if, you're buying the foods that are on season, and if you can't find them like in the store, looking in the freezer section is just as good as, buying fresh.
Great. And those are, the tips that you mentioned, which are really great. We're using them in our food prescription program too, which is, again, we just want to encourage healthy eating. And it's so important when we look at kids' nutrition to start early. Because exactly. Many of the diagnoses we're looking at, like congestive heart failure and diabetes, all can be prevented by eating healthy at birth. basically, and from moving birth, forward.
Exactly. And you also know? it's important for parents to role model
yes.
that on a regular routine basis, because if kids are growing up with that kind of theme and understanding and healthy focus, then they're much more likely to avoid, escape, prevent some of those chronic diseases.
Exactly. And, you know, what about, you know, cooking healthy? Do you have any tips for that?
Yeah, I definitely think a huge thing is I know kids are very, very picky with eating. And I found, you know, when I worked a lot with peds is, you know, getting them involved with the kitchen. But not only that, but different cooking methods as well, you know, can be healthy. I know there's a lot of stigma with canned foods. You know, rinsing them is like a great thing to do to like reduce the sodium if you can't afford fresh produce. And then if frozen, it's picked right at their ripest time and frozen. So like that's a great thing to incorporate as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've always found with my children, they like to cook now. Well, at least two out of the three do. But when you involve them in that, that's really important. And they learn and they taste new things too. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. And there's not one way to cook something. So if you give your kids raw zucchini, they're going to think, ew, what is this? But then if, you know, you spiralize it and add some pesto to it, then they're going to be like, ooh, like this is yummy. So encouraging your child to mm-hmm. eat food multiple ways is going to encourage them to like it. It doesn't take one time to realize that you like something.
Exactly.
It takes several opportunities.
Right. And I always agree too that is it important not to give too many choices is, you know, kind of make a meal and have a kid try it. Not force them, but have them try it. Is that true?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Having multi options like for a kid also is good because, you know, it gives them an opportunity to try like everything. So, you know, really making sure you follow like the MyPlate guidelines of having mm-hmm. the protein and the grain, the protein and, you know, the carbohydrate type thing, as well as, you know, maybe some milk like yogurt on the side of their breakfast, giving them like opportunities to try like each portion of the plate so that they're trying, you know, multiple things.
Great suggestions. What about like cooking methods? Is that, you know, helpful too?
Yeah, so you can broil things, you can roast it, bake, steam, you can even microwave fish, chicken, turkey, and meat. Removing the skin from chicken and turkey can also help, also with trimming like the fat. Mm-hmm. It can also help with the fat content as well. Herbs and seasonings is like a huge thing also that you can add to food items to entice like a child to want to eat them, or even you know, if you don't really like something.
Yes, you know, like I said, part of our food prescription program is definitely low sodium focus, so we use Mrs. Dash a lot. We give yes. that to them, and that is great. Like, you know, when we ask for comments back from our participants, they'd be like, wow, I really like the Mrs. Dash. I never tried it before. So that right, that's a great alternative yes. to and using that, salt.
There's multiple different combinations of herbs and seasoning in that product. I think they changed the name though to Dash.
Oh, okay. Maybe they have, you know, they're always
Mrs.
changing.
Mrs. Butterworth's and Mrs. Dash and all those things are considered, they're trying to make it.
Yes, kind of make
you know
it
what I mean.
More, you know, more well-rounded for everyone.
Correct,
so,
that's
okay.
a good word for it.
You know, and it's really funny because when you're used to buying something, you just kind of pick it up and not really check how the label has changed.
Yeah.
And they've also changed the nutrition label on the back, which can be a whole nother radio show
Correct.
Later on. So another thing too, you know, that one of the other key points for, you know, celebrating kids and healthy kids is family focused, right? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think it's definitely important to sit down together as a family and to enjoy like the wonderful meal that you just prepared, you know, with your children, and the opportunity to share your day's experiences with each other, you know, touch base with each other. You know, that's all we have, especially when quarantine rolled around. You know, you were at home all day with your family, and now you can share those experiences as things are starting to slowly open a little bit again and kids are starting to go back to school. They can come home and eat dinner and tell you about their day.
Right, exactly. And of course, we never recommend eating in front of the TV or with any kind of other heavy-duty activity going around in the background. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Focusing on the meal. And again, if you have TV or something in the background, it may distract them from actually like eating the meal and enjoying it and, you know, hearing them say, hey, like, I like this, I don't like that. And then, you know, you get that, you know, developed taste and you can hear what your kids like and don't like.
Mm-hmm. So, and what about like, you know, when kids get older or teenagers, you know, they're still in that category of kind of kids' nutrition. What about, you know, recommendations for sports or activities with that age group.
Yeah, I know. We all watched the Olympics recently, and I'm sure, you know, the teenagers saw their favorite athlete on TV. And with that being said, kids are definitely cutting back now, trying to get back into their sport. But as well as that, like, it's so vital that they get in all of their nutrients and everything that they need, and they don't cut back too much.
Right. And, you know, Barb, we were talking a little bit before, too, that the pandemic has put some stressors on nutrition and healthy eating with families overall, correct?
Right. It really changed the environment in many ways. People were, you know, ordering fast food or, you know, ordering out, not going to the store as much. You know, there was some food insecurity issues. A lot of changes really happened, but some changes really were for the best because families were together more.
Right.
So they could focus more on finding recipes that were healthy and trying to do better things in terms of food choices and cooking.
Great. Now, all this information you shared, there must be some resources out there, are there?
Yes, you can certainly go to My Plate's website and look up any of these resources. It's all on there, as well as kidseatright.org. That's another place that you can definitely look at for all of this stuff. They have wonderful handouts, and they even have actual, like, PowerPoints. So if there was, like, an educator out of there that wanted to educate, they're free. You can just get them off their website.
Mm-hmm. Which is so important, and I think most of that information on eatright.org that's for the public is so easy to understand and gives great tips and information.
Yes, and easy to access.
Right, and that's the really important part. So, you know, Barb, coming back to you, Leanna gave great information, but when we have someone out there listening and, you know, is concerned about their child's nutrition, can they call you? Do you do outpatient counseling?
Of course, and you may have seen in the news that Sterling just opened a new pediatric office out there, so there's numerous pediatric offices, and we contract with the majority of those. So just sending a referral along, hey, you know, this could help my kid eat more healthy, make better choices. Maybe they have a food allergy or any other kinds of issues. So there's no cost to the patient or the family for that, just to reach out to their pediatrician and ask for that assistance or that referral, and then we can see those patients. We're primarily doing phone consultations at this time, but we email or mail additional information to the families to assist with that.
Right. So, you know, which is really nice because transportation really doesn't have to be an issue here at this time, that, you know, access to the phone, like you said, mm-hmm. and then mailing out that information to you. I know you guys are, you know, the department, you and Amory have done wonderful jobs, you know, reaching out to people and keeping contact with people.
Yes.
During this time. But if they did have a specific question, is there a phone number they can call you
yes,
at?
Yes, of course. 570-253-8164 is the direct number to our dietitian's office.
Okay, great. So, Leanna, I have to ask, being a nutrition intern, you know, you talked about a little bit of your background with pediatrics. So you worked with some pediatric patients already.
Yeah, I'm very interested in peds. So any kind of like case study or any kind of like situation I've gotten with schoolwork, I've always focused on the pediatric aspect of it. I've made like tons of infographics. I also worked at the Boys and Girls Club in Scranton for quite some time, and I did a lot of nutrition stuff like there as well.
Okay, so and how long will you be working with Barb in the clinical area?
I will be here for 9 weeks.
Okay, yes. Okay. So if you call soon and you want to come in, I'm sure you will see Barb or Anne Marie, but also Leanna will be part of that that appointment too, which will be awesome because, you know, that recent experience with pediatrics is really important. But I know, Barb, you have extensive background in pediatrics before you came here. Yes. Yeah, so that's really, really good. Any last minute tips for our families?
Have fun.
Have fun.
Eat the food that, you know, you want. Everything in moderation. Don't restrict totally, you know.
Right. And what are those three tips that we're focusing on for this month for Kids Eat Right Month?
It's shop smart, cook healthily, and eat right.
Perfect. And go to eatright.org for more information, right?
Yes.
Or give Barb Pratt at Nutrition at our Nutrition there Service Department a phone call. So I want to thank you both for being on the show today. I think this is such an important topic.
And absolutely.
So now, put it on your calendar for every year. We do March for National Nutrition Month. Now we're going to do August.
This is our new thing.
Right. For Kids Eat Right Month. So thank you again.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.